What it do? It's your boy, Sincere B, and welcome to season 2 of Chewing the Fat. This is episode 8. We'll call it Truth Be Told. But before we get into that and our sponsor of the week, let's say hi to the rest of the crew. South for Brittany King Kelso. How y'all doing?
Good, 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 good. Another week. Another week.
Sure. Glad. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be alive.
Yes, indeed.
To be here.
Amen.
That's a big statement that I'm happy to be here because, man.
Yeah.
We could not be here.
Very easily.
Anything special going on with y'all?
Yeah, my car is getting fixed after the car accident I had a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Good.
And it's going to be just as gorgeous as before.
Nice.
Just with high insurance premiums.
Yeah. Luckily, I just switched in company, so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, boy, that trip.
And nothing going on here. Yeah. Just the same old thing. It's a different day. That's it.
Yeah, but making it to a different day is a pretty good deal nowadays.
Yeah, that's a big achievement.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our sponsor of the week, Suffer Brick.
Sponsor of the week is Tic Tacs. Tic Tacs. Share. Share with your friends. In fact, share in general. Don't forget to share. Don't be greedy. Just like Tic Tacs, share with your friends. They're meant for sharing. Sharing is caring with your... What was that again? From your bad
breath brethren.
There we go. Bit of a tongue twister for me, but there we go. Thanks, Kelso.
Yes, sir.
BBBs. He get the BBs now. All right. good sponsor of the week. We appreciate those sponsors. They help us out a lot.
Yes, indeed.
Freshen up your life.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into Truth Be Told. King Kelso, yeah. What's that all about?
Hercules.
Well, you crazy.
Man, listen, I'm telling you, y'all have to see this show. The show, the idea of it is amazing. All right. So, it's called Truth Be Told, and it's about a true crime podcaster whose name is Poppy Parnell. Right? She was called to investigate a case of a convicted killer, Warren Cave, next door neighbor of these two twins. Right? Supposedly he had killed the father. Right? So, Poppy, you know, she does what podcasters do. You know, we'll give our commentary on certain things. But she was so good at her job that people were tuning in at a record pace. And it pretty much influenced the jury pool, you know, which in turn convicted this guy. And later on in the show, it was proved that he wasn't the killer. You know, so my question is, I could see this actually happening in real life. You know, if you get a local person that does a podcast that comes about comes up to national level, you know, and it's about your hometown, I could see something like this happening. You know, my question is, should podcasters be considered journalists? Should they be held to a certain standard of reporting? Or is it just like it is for us? Just people talking, giving their opinion. You know, some liability could be associated. I don't know. But it really made me think because I could see it happening in real life.
Well, I mean, it's a good question. It is a good question. I mean, I suppose the closest you can get to that would probably be a radio show, potentially, right? At least with a radio show, you know you have an audience. You can kind of, you know, you got the metrics and whatnot. Podcasting, we don't really know that much. You know, we do get metrics, but I don't think we have that kind of reach given the amount of competition you have out there. And the kind of topics that, you know, get talked about would probably be very similar to a radio show. And I think they sign up to that, you know, kind of thing, you know, some sort of responsibility and blah blah blah, and they probably keep to some sort of code where we don't, you know, so we don't sign up to anything. We, you know, there's nothing formalized about it, So I would say no. I don't think we should be held up to any liability or any standard.
So the first question is, do you consider the podcast a legitimate news source, right?
Right.
No. It is.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's not objective kind of conversation, is it? It's more subjective. So I would say definitely can't be viewed as a reliable source for sure.
I think it can be. If you get to that business of telling news, then you're already in it. Period.
Right.
So whenever you start doing that, you start saying anything about news, that's something that it's not pertaining to you, that you actually did yourself physically, something that you read about or heard about, then it should be a legitimate source. But also, you have to be held up for that standard too, though, because if you go out there and talk about certain news subjects, you should hopefully have already done your research and make sure what you're saying is true. And if not, then you should be held accountable for it. And you should be able to come back and be willing to change, too, and say, you know what? I said this a couple of days ago on my podcast. I made a mistake. This is the correction. You know, so I think you are held, and I think it can be a real live source of news. A lot of people that does news stuff, that does podcasts, and are very popular.
Well, I would say if something like this happens in the future, you know, I think that there could be a court ruling which obviously changed the law, and they'll probably start enforcing that kind of accountability for podcasts. You know, but until such a thing happens, until such a thing happens to an extent where it's enough to change the law, I guess we're all good for now.
Right.
Yeah. Off okay. What?
Well, you know, with laws, you know, if especially during a case, if there is room for them to actually introduce a new law in order to prevent whatever happened by passing a law, that could very well precipitate a new law coming into effect. And if that happens, that could, you know, attach itself to, let's say, podcasts in general, or it could attach it to perhaps podcasts within the US if it's a US law, or UK if it's a UK law, or EU if it's an EU law, you know. So it could be a regional thing to begin with before, you know, it's very easy for the international community just to adopt that as a global standard, I suppose. I don't know how they would do that,
I'm a little confused. What you talking about though? Like, what's the what do the law guy do with the podcasters and the news?
Okay, so for example, look at buying alcohol, for example, right? You have to be a certain age, right? By law, right? That's a law. So what I'm saying is that there's been cases, let's say, with fraud. There's been cases with, let's say, murder even, or whatever. I don't know. Well, you just take your pick, where the case has gone, or decisions been made in a case to a point where they decided to either change a law, to do away with a law, or in some cases to create a law in order to, you know, have that as the gold standard going forward, you know, so that people abide by this new rule, so that, you know, so whenever you hear lawyers talking in a court of law, usually they refer to cases that have been ruled, you know, in their defense or in their prosecution. They will use cases in order to support their case, right? So what I'm saying to you is that if we want to start holding, or if there is a case which Kelso recently talked about, where that show on telly, where one person's podcast influenced a murder trial. If that ever went to court, for example, on the basis of that, and the court ruled that, in fact, yes, the podcast did influence and this was a problem, they may be entitled to change or create a law to safeguard that from happening in future. So, for example, they may then say, well, then if you have a podcast, you may have to sign up to this, rules and regulations, where you have to now, as you say, report on the truth, you know, and treat it like normal journalism. So you would have to be upheld to those standards. You know, that could be something that people could introduce, in which case, you know, that law may only stretch as far as the US, You know, it may only be, you know, so people in the US have to sign up to that. It may stretch to people in the UK or internationally. You just never know. So yeah, that's why it becomes a regional thing.
Well, the show actually, I mean, the podcast was the reason he went to jail, but they had evidence too. They had evidence first. Mm-hmm. The podcaster heard the evidence and then did the podcast to support that evidence, and that podcast helped more people to realize what was going on and push the fact that he should be in jail.
Right.
So that's why I was thinking about the law part. I mean, that wouldn't have anything to do with the law or anything like that. It's just that if you're a podcaster and on your podcast you speak about any type of news stuff, regardless, whatever, your news stuff, then you should be accountable for what the information you give out as the news stuff to make sure that it's correct information you're giving out. If not, then you should be held accountable for it, you know. And as a good journalist you're trying to be, or even just a podcaster, you should at least be able to go back and say that, I know I made a mistake on that last subject, whatever, and correct it.
Of course.
And that's how you should kind of cover your, you know, the responsibility of that podcaster. That's how you cover themselves and come back and correct themselves. So I think that's how you be held accountable for it, by doing that when you do make a mistake.
Oh, for sure, and I 100% support that. But you know, but will that work for everyone? Would everybody do that? Probably not, right? So
probably not, and that's why I think that, you know, it should be held accountable for. So
yeah, well, yeah. If you say you're gonna do that type of podcasting, and I'm gonna be a reporter, and I'm doing this and doing that, well, then you put yourself in the position of being a journalist. So yeah, you're gonna have to be held accountable. Now, if you just like doing like we do, we're not claiming to be nothing. We're just talking, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to fact check us because we already telling you. We're just chopping
it up. Yeah, man. Yeah. Take with a pinch of salt. Take with a pinch of salt. Disclaimer alert.
Yeah, but I do think if you want to come out here and represent yourself as being a journalist, and yeah, you should probably be held accountable for that, especially if you get popular, you know, and you understand your reach.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it. I've done a lot of news stuff in my past podcasts, and some things I had to come back and correct because news changed, things changed. So I came back and said, you know, I made a mistake or not. This is really what's going on here. So I think if you're even if you're not a news podcaster, you just bring out that kind of stuff, period, in your podcast. What you say need to be, a fact thing.
Yeah. Well, also, it has to do with your content as well. If you're the type of person who will come back and actually apologize for something or apologize for incorrect information, that just builds your integrity, which means people will then tend to listen to you more and believe you more. Whereas someone who's just blatant and, people can tell that whether they're talking is a load of SH, 1T, then of course no one's going to respect that. They're going to treat them like tabloids, right? So I guess it's a social thing, I get, in the end of the day, because it's kind of a social contract, isn't it?
I believe so.
So should they be held the same as a standard as a same standards as a traditional journalist?
Yes.
No.
I think so too.
Two yes, one no.
Okay, I'll stick with my no.
Because no, I mean, yeah.
Because what we're saying is, if you claim to be that, not just.
Sorry. Yeah, if you claim to be, then yeah. But yeah, if you're just an average podcaster that blurts out whatever, then.
No, I don't think that. But if you're out there putting it out, your show. If I listen to your show, and all I think is, this guy's like the news. He's putting on his local news type deal.
Okay.
It's easily for me to get that perception that, you know, like you, a journalist, then yeah, you should be held to that standard. But if you're just talking and popping off, I think if you do report to the news and you see that it's wrong, yeah, man, I think you should correct it or try to make sure all your facts are correct.
Yeah. See, and especially there's different types of people that do this. It's not people that would claim news as if they found the news, but then it's people that will tell you where news come from. Now you say I got this from CNN, blah 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 blah, and they come to find out that, and, you know, 2 days later CNN gave you information. It's not that bad as you as a person who could try to claim the news. It's that don't give a resource where you got it from as if you the one that found that news.
Yeah.
So to cover yourself, you should always say, all right, I got this from CNN. So people know right there, okay, he got it from CNN. It could change to CNN, whatever. I can go read this myself, and you can see it. And then that's how you should be handled, to cover yourself in case you do come back and make a mistake. It's not so harsh because you're talking not really your source of news. But to those who just say, oh yeah, this came out, this news is doing this news, and don't give a source where they got it from as if they didn't want to found it, I think that's a little more harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think a lot of people do that because they're basically assuming, nobody's going to really hear it. You know, nobody's going to care. Or they could be trying to be slick, trying to get an audience as if they're found this news. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And either way, you just never know who's listening. You can go to bed.
It's like
five streams. Then you wake up in the morning, you got 5,000.
It's like buy these shares now. Buy these shares. Oh shit, they crashed. I'm glad nobody bought those shares.
I think that it should be handled the same way you handle this copyright material. When you're talking, you got to be careful of what you use in certain situations, copyright material. Same thing when you do with new stuff. It has to be handled the same way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think if you're going out there with the sole purpose of delivering news to people and acting as a journalist, then yes. I'm 100% behind that. But if you're just some sort of, you know, podcast that just, you know, says whatever they think, then, you know, you can't really hold those people, can you?
I don't want you holding me accountable for the stuff that I say on my podcast.
There we go.
Especially the stuff I say on this one. Lord Jesus, don't do it.
But they will, though.
They will. Reporting the news, but I'm not. I'm being a little bit smarter than that. Yeah. Because the thing is, well, I think a lot of people, what they're doing now is, they're looking at the big time shows that report whatever they want and spend it however they want. Well, they got money. If they get sued, they can handle that. You know what I mean? Or they can go back and print out retractions or retract
bribe people.
But you can't do it as an individual. I don't care how good your podcast is. It ain't Fox News. You know what I mean? You know, your pockets aren't that deep.
Yeah, but Fox News has got a bad name already, isn't it?
I'm saying just be respectful. Just do it right. Don't try to. I think people are trying to emulate, you know, the big news folks instead of just doing what's right.
Yeah, but it's not so much about being sued for. I mean, it's about you losing your audience.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not about being sued. I'm talking about being to the point where people say, "You know what? He's giving false information so much, to where I'm not going to watch this podcast no more."
Yeah,
and that's the part right there. I mean, if you're getting paid, then you lose money. That's big too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but I'm not worried about the sue part. I'm just thinking about the people just leaving your podcast because of what you keep doing.
Yeah,
and I think that's fantastic. That's almost like natural selection, isn't it? You know, if your podcast is not that great, or you don't have that audience, or perhaps you haven't been discovered. But if you've been discovered and your content isn't that captivating and people don't want to keep listening to you, then they'll go somewhere else. I think that's totally right. You know, it's like free markets, you know.
Yeah, but don't do it to yourself. Don't be a jackass.
Right, don't do it to yourself. Just know what you're doing. So if you're gonna speak about news stuff, make sure you get the facts, make sure you give a source, and be willing to come back and make that correction.
Just or make a disclaimer, right. at least give us a disclaimer, what I'm about to say is untrue, this is for, you know, this is comic purposes, you know.
But most people won't even listen to that part.
No, they'll just say, he saw the Bigfoot in his backyard. There we go. Yeah. All them sheeples. Yeah. You know, but anyway.
Especially in good old United States of America.
Oh.
We love the story.
Love a story.
The more disgusting, the better. It's awful. That's awful news. That's what we want to hear. We don't want to hear about that good guy to save the whole family and got the cat out the tree. We don't care about that.
You know, I think that's what we do need in our news more of. You know? Yeah, you know. This person helped this old lady, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, this person did a good turn to this person. And, you know, this person helped that person out of a car crash and saved his life. And, you know, we don't get to hear most of that. There's no good feel-good stories. You know, I think that's what we're missing.
And I know it's plenty of them out there.
Oh yeah, every day there's something happening every day, you know. But I guess, you know, we report them to the news stations. Whether or not it's newsworthy is another story. And I think just doing a little documentary on that, you know, calling up the local TV stations and saying, hey, you know, I found out about this, and this is what's happened here, and this old lady this, and this guy did that, and it'd be nice to hear what they say. Don't call us, we'll call you on that story. You know.
You know what I would want one day?
Expose them.
5 o'clock, turn on the news and feel good once it's over.
Yes. That'd be fantastic.
Amazing. That'd be like one of the best days ever. Instead of the way you feel now after the 5 o'clock news. Oh my God. You need a drink, smoke, Xanax, Percocet, whatever the hell.
Maybe you should do that before you watch the news.
And a Facebook update.
Then you'll leave smiling.
True.
Then you're going to look for the positive thing. And that one positive thing can overshadow everything because you feel that good.
Oh, I do that now. It's so bad. I do that on my. I have to do it. I'm searching. I'm like, oh, got to be something good happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But a bit
of positivity in your life.
Yeah. That's why I look at it. I watch a lot of comedies, man. I don't watch a lot of negative shit too much, man. I just watch a lot of all kind of different shows and movies, but I don't do it anymore, man. Like, I don't.
You know what I like? My favorite pastime. We talking about like taking in like funny stuff, happy stuff. Is damn Facebook video.
You like Facebook video?
Oh my God! All the memes and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You know what I mean? That's my dose of comedy. I'll sit and just scroll through. You know, I'm pushing past the dumb stuff.
Yeah, man. But I get a lot of fights on Facebook.
No, I don't no more. I think my algorithm or whatever.
Yeah.
It's switched up, so I get all the funny ones and.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I love that. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, you have to, man. Like stuff like that, like I got a lot of cooking stuff and like overseas and stuff like that, like the Food Ranger. I like watching the Food Ranger.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like what the old people used to say when we first started listening to rap. You know what I mean? You listen to that, you're gonna start acting like that. Well, for the most part, it's like, really, this guy just said he killed 15 people and sold 300 kilos of cocaine. I don't think I'm gonna do either one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But think about it. Now, if you listen to enough. It don't have to be murder, death, kill, but any type of stuff. You're going to change the way. Like, you get ready to work out. You listen to certain type of music. It changes your mood. It gets you hype. It gets you excited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, whatever you feed your spirit is what it's going to turn into. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, or you could take a break from the bullshit.
Yeah, man. You know? We got to slow down, man, a little bit, too. Yeah. Slow down, man. I noticed that, man. I watched this thing called Rod's Kitchen, and it's, I think this kid is kind of mixed, half black, half something else, but he hangs out in Jamaica, just Jamaican. His name's Ross, and he's a cook.
Mm.
But he's cooking outside, like in this little small little village, you know, and like on a barrel, it's where they cook at. But he's cooking some good stuff, right? So,
yeah.
And, but the way he cooks, he got his dreadlocks go all the way down to back to his feet, yo. That's how long his dreadlocks are, right? Oh, dude. He got a joint in his mouth, but he cut these mixed vegetables because he couldn't eat a lot of vegetables over there, right? Cut the vegetables, he's doing it so slow, man. and so calm, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, he watched this, and like, man, he just don't care anything, and he's just focusing on his food, man. He just talking like, right, yeah, man, yeah, we doing this season, man. And it was just so calm and so relaxing. Yeah. And the more and more I see things that people that take their time move slow, I see they age slower. I think they age slower, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to, you know, us and nature and how we look at things and learn from that. Because you look at all the slow animals in the wilderness that move slow, they all have a long lifespan, man. Turtles, sloths, they all have a long lifespan. Is it because they move slow? I don't know. I think so.
Well, that's the one thing they have in common. So, shit, I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
And
people who have that same mentality where just always not, and I'm not saying slow, you know, runners. I mean, just taking their time and doing stuff and thinking it out and just moving slowly, not rushing it, not panicking, not sweating it. I think those people live longer, man, because it's so much less stress they have in their life because they don't let that shit get to them and shit.
Well, you got to think people that live in the country probably live a lot longer.
Probably
than people
do.
People that live in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm telling you, if the rent wasn't cheap where I'm at right now,
mm-hmm.
I would not live here. I hate it. Yeah. It's right by the damn 610 freeway. You know what I mean? It's quiet in this area.
Yeah.
But as soon as you go outside and hit the street, oh my God. It's, I hate this shit.
Yeah.
So, but one.
But yeah, man, that's crazy. Let's get into we have something from Safa Britt about a fellow employee who is in transition, correct?
Mm-hmm. Truth be told. Okay. Another version of Truth Be Told, I guess. So this happened a good 5 years ago. Someone in our office decided that he, we'll call him Bob, wanted to become Barbara. And I understand for people who want to transition gender, that it's a big step for them. But it's also a big adjustment for everyone around them. You know, not only, I'm not talking like family and friends, but also work colleagues. So I can only speak from the work colleague point of view. And it was quite a shocker because, you know, HR sent a letter around to everyone saying, you know, Bob's going on vacation. When Bob comes back, it won't be Bob, it'll be Barbara. And then we have to call Barbara Barbara. And use the she, her pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not allowed to call Barbara Bob. Mm-hmm. And we're not allowed to ask any questions pertaining to the transition. I was like, wow. Jeez. Yeah. So now you think to yourself, well, you almost feel like if you're curious to find out how this all happened and, you know, because obviously that's going to be the first question everyone's going to ask, right? Like, hey, what happened? You know, what precipitated this? No, you can't even ask that. So if you can't even ask that, you think to yourself, well, what can you ask? Clearly, you know, nothing pertaining to that. So, you know, what's the point? So my interactions with Barbara were kind of very fleeting and very brief. You know, I kept it really short and sweet. Because you feel nervous around those people because there's a big unknown. You're not allowed to ask any questions.
Bob a friend of yours at first?
No. It was just someone in the office. I had very little dealings with Barbara, but you know, I didn't know when she was Bob. I didn't have much to do. I think I must have said hi, and it was kind of part of a team which I would interact with, you know, every now and again. So it was someone I did see every day. I did say hello to every day, and someone who I very rarely would go and talk to. But you know, when you need to go and talk to someone in their team, Bob wasn't always the one I'd go to. It would always be somebody else. But you know, I would always speak to Bob in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. So there was a standing sort of, you know, colleague, sort of thing going on there. But when Barbara happened, I think everyone looked at each other because, you know, everyone knew it was coming. And when Barbara arrived, everyone, you could see the shock in everyone's faces. It's almost like if someone said to you that, you know, so-and-so is going to shave his head, and you're like, okay. And then so-and-so actually does shave his head, and then you see him, it's still a shock. Even though you know it's coming, you still don't know the full effects until you see it. And it was kind of a similar situation. Barbara walks in a dress and the whole nine yards. And you know, and with the high pitched voice, and you know, obviously it's been put on so that, you know, she can, you know, just be as feminine as possible. And of course it makes people uncomfortable, and it makes people laugh, you know, but not in a mocking way, but in a way like wow, you know, Bob, and then now Barbara, and then he's got this voice. It throws people off. You know, as I was trying to say in the beginning, I can understand how this is important for the person who's making the transition. I get it, right? They've got feelings and emotions and whatnot, and we all need to understand that and accept that, and that's all well and good. But what about the people who, you know, are the collateral damage, I suppose, if you want to call it that, because that's how you feel, you know, if you put a foot wrong. You know, you don't want to upset the person. You don't want to upset HR. You don't want to upset anyone. You know, so people literally kept to themselves, you know, for the main part. You know, sometimes not making eye contact and avoiding Barbara when walking around. But not because they didn't like Barbara. It was all because they just didn't know what to do or what to say. You know, we all had these burning questions that we knew could never be answered. And it was kind of like it felt like an obstacle, you know.
It's more like self-inflicted to me, though. Like, why would you have a question about it? Especially if you was a friend.
Why wouldn't you?
I wouldn't care. It's not, if it was my friend, I'm assuming he would have told me in the first place that we're friends. If not, he would have told me. But I personally wouldn't have been worrying about why he changed or not. I wouldn't matter, especially if I never talked to him in the first place in the beginning. I just do what he told me to do. Okay, call him Barbara now. Okay, I'll do that when I talk to him. I have to. But other than that, I wouldn't even care.
I'm a curious person.
Yeah,
I suppose. You know, if someone comes in the office and they've broken their leg, I'll be like, hey, what happened? You know, I'm just a curious person. If someone comes in, you know, with an eye patch, I'll be like, hey, what happened there?
Right, and that's why I picked up the whole thing was self-inflicted.
I ask these questions. This is what I think about at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. You know?
So it's really not much that they can do. It really has to do with the person that has that confliction. They have to know they need to do.
No, I get it. And I guess word got around about how and why, and you know, and through the grapevine. So, you know, I guess that answered most of the questions. So that was all well and good. But yeah, I just think, you know, I think everybody around didn't quite know how to take it, you know. It was a first.
It's a tough situation, I guess.
Yeah, it's just weird that they... Well, it's not weird. I'm glad that they put that stuff out. But
I thought it was good, too, they did that.
Yeah.
I think it's hard if they don't do that. They don't do that. That's
pretty good. Can you imagine if he didn't? If HR didn't do that and Barbara walked in on the Monday and no one was expecting it, I think... There would have been some lighthearted humor that would have been taken severely offensively, you know. So
I'm gonna kind of give a hat off to the company for putting that information out and
getting people prepared. The weird part for me is the fact that you have to put in there, don't ask no dumbass questions.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because we ain't friends, like Barrett said. We ain't friends. I ain't asking you shit.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because you know, what I mean, I ain't doing it. Now, we supposed to be friends, and you just pop up one day, you go from sincere to senorita. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm going to be mad as hell. I'm like, wait a minute, homie.
Right. And more you mad that you didn't tell me, not that you did, but more that you didn't tell me you did.
Wait a minute. We've been working together for 10 years. You done been to the house. You done met the Mrs. or the Mr. or whatever. And you ain't think that I should know. You're going to come to work one day, and now you're Susan. I'll be mad. I don't give a fuck about Susan, but I thought we was friends.
I think if you are friends, I think you know that it's coming. I think this is something that that person would definitely have been talking about.
Yeah.
So no, I think you're right. If you're on that friendly level, I think you're already yeah. you already know it's coming.
I think. And that's what that would be the only thing that would piss me off. That's not cool at all.
But I think that's why we have the grapevine at work. I think that helps to solve a lot of problems or answer a lot of questions. You know, whether they be right or wrong, but yeah, that definitely did help to kind of like answer people's questions. You know, so no one ever asked Barbara directly. Everyone just found out through the grapevine and was kind of like, oh, okay, cool. You know.
It's a tough one, man. It's tough on both sides, man. Both ends.
Yeah, and another tough thing that happened in the office, because obviously, you know, when you're transitioning, you're taking hormones, right? So, I think for men, I can only talk from the men's side of things, is that if you're going to start taking sort of female hormones, your moods do change, right? And I don't think guys, especially in their late 40s, early 50s, probably know how to handle a mood swing the way, let's say, a woman does, who's perhaps grown up with it and is able to master it to a point. But that started to become a real issue, you know, socially, you know, within the company, unfortunately. But yeah, it was, you know, it was just an unfortunate case that it didn't quite work out. But yeah, it was it really made everybody else uncomfortable. You know, no one ever thought they could approach her for this or that, and not related to her sexuality, let's say. But yeah, she made a real big stink, and every time something negative happened or whatever, we let's say a guy would have deployed a little bit of patience and a little bit of restraint, you know, and I think because Barbara is obviously new to all this, I don't think she knew how to handle, you know, how to control her emotions, and she really used to fly off the handle, which was like, you know, not conducive to a good working environment. Then. What's that?
You mean she was a woman?
Exactly. Of course, with big muscles, you know. So what are you gonna do? You know.
Women, listen. You should be a woman. What you mean, she's a woman? Yeah. I know what women mean. Y'all know y'all mood swings up and down. Women, you fine. Women, you crazy. Yeah. You know. We know. Yeah. That's a tough one, man. To me, it takes a lot of guts to do that shit, man.
It does.
I can't even imagine wanting to do that and then go through it and then come out facing everybody, man. Man, I don't know. That's a big move, boy.
It is a big move.
It took a lot of
courage. Yeah, definitely a lot. A lot of courage.
But the overall of this, and the truth be told, I did watch the first episode of that show, so it was good so far. So I am going to check it out more.
Yeah, it's a real good show, man. I watched the final episode last night, and it didn't disappoint. I'm going to tell you that. It was good. Okay. I'm just surprised Apple TV. Well, no, I shouldn't be surprised. I know Apple got big money. But yeah, they have some pretty top-notch actors in it.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
They're trying to get Netflix. they try to get in that game.
Well, the price is right. I know that much.
Yeah, I got a free for a year for buying the iPhone 11 Pro.
Nah, I ain't doing that part.
So that's good. I didn't even know it. I got the
and even Amazon's and even Amazon's kicking out some good series, you know?
Oh, Amazon's doing good series too. All of them doing pretty good.
Yeah. I'm doing very well.
I'm just glad they're getting back to the scripted shows versus all that reality TV.
Who Netflix?
Choking on reality for too long now.
Yeah, all is good, man. Netflix, I like Disney. Disney Plus is good.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think one of the Super Bowl commercials was saying that they won't actually make movies to go straight to that Disney channel.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So no more go straight to DVD.
Yeah, go straight to Apple. Yeah. But I'm telling you who sucked at having their own channel was DC Comics.
You like DC Channel?
No.
I like it. I thought it was good.
No, I hate that shit.
That was good. Because Titans are shit.
Yeah, but that's it.
It's all right. I mean, it's not that great.
Yeah, I like it. I like Comicology too. Comicology is better just for comics. I like that one too. It's a good app to have if you like comics. That's by Amazon too.
Yep, they everybody's stepping up their game, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Even Facebook trying to get some shows, some Facebook only shows now.
Oh yeah.
They're trying to do it too. Yeah.
I think Facebook is a place that a lot of talk shows should go to. Like Jada Pinkett got her little red table.
Yeah.
To pick red. But whatever. That's a pretty popular show. I think Steve Harvey is
he got coming to Facebook too. Yeah, he got picked up.
Yeah.
All thing about Facebook I don't like is all the shit you get sent to you, man. Like, so many different crazy ads and like that. They need to fix shit, man, make it better.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be one of the things that they're going to always have to go to fight through, all that shit that comes through, man. It makes it kind of sloppy. So I think that's why they got the Facebook TV, just to try to separate that shit.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty bad.
That's true.
That's why I don't do none of my... No, all that I use Facebook for is real life people.
Yeah.
I don't put any of my other content or anything on there because there's too many people find you now, man. And then it's like they got so much shit coming in based off what they look at, what they like.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty annoying.
They can be.
But other than that, yeah, everybody's stepping the game up, man. It's so easy to find shows these days and watch good series now.
And do you watch The Expanse?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, that's
pretty good. You're saying it was pretty good.
Yeah, season four, I kind of got disappointed with season four. There's too much drama. There's too much drama. They drag the action out, you know, and it's like everyone needs a pep talk. Mm. And like it goes from one scene of a pep talk to another scene of another pep talk with two other people. Then to a scene of another pep talk with two other people. It's like we got three pep talks going on and not enough action,
yeah.
You know. And I'm like, dude, I mean, I understand that we all have the human thing and we need a bit of drama, but do we need three sets of dramas going on at the same time? And we transition from one drama to the next, Oh, God. All right, I remember I was actually speeding through all the episodes going, okay, enough of this, okay? And I literally got 5 minutes per episode.
Mm. Yeah. So truth be told, if you had to pick one streaming service and you only can have one allowed, which one would you pick?
Hulu.
Who's your one go to?
Yeah.
What about you, Safu?
Well, I would, you know, I remember trying Netflix out a while ago. It wasn't so great, but Amazon's doing pretty well.
Amazon would be for you, yeah. That's a tough one, man. I'd probably go Netflix to me. But it's just so many, man. But and there's so much money you gotta spend, though. Like, even think about it. But still, it could almost be cheaper than cable, too, though.
I think it's cheaper because it's not like I'm paying $20 a month. I got everything.
Yeah.
But I get live TV with Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like. I get the live channels.
Yeah.
I add a few premium, and I can take over, like, Stars. I had Stars because I like Power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll check to see if I like the spinoff. If I like the spinoff, I'll keep it. If not, I'll take it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I go remove it, you know. And that's the only reason I like the Hulu, because it's just so easy to navigate. Mm-hmm. You know, Amazon is good too, but I can't get live TV on Amazon.
Right. Man, time has definitely changed from Blockbuster days, right?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember going in? Yeah, I like going in there and just looking at all the covers, all the covers on the videos, and just, you know, making a judgment just based on the cover.
And if you think about it, man, we was born in a good era, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, we seen everything. Like, we went from transition from going to Blockbuster to get some VHSs until that trans over to, remember they moved over to CDs finally?
Yeah, and DVDs.
DVDs, start going to get DVDs. I used to get video games from them, too. I used to rent video games from them also. So it's like, we seen all that happen, man, to the point now where it's not even, the Blockbuster's gone now, and now you just go on TV and just, bam, the shows are there, dude. So crazy.
Yeah, I remember the day they used to post you DVDs through the post, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Netflix started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And only company still does that is Gamefly still does it. Yeah. For video games, and they do show some DVDs too, so you, but they're still in business.
Yeah, but I preferred going to the stores themselves and then sort of perusing through everything, you know. And then when they weren't looking, I'd go to the adult section and be like, ooh. Because some of the video stores you'd go to, it would be like a little disc with a number at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you would just take the disc. But some of the places you'd go to, you'd actually have to take the actual cover to the reception.
Right.
So you could So I prefer the ones with the discs because you could go and get an adult film and they wouldn't even realize it. So you would just give them the disc. They'll go and look up the number and just give you the video with the number that had the number on. Yeah. They wouldn't actually know what the title is. But yeah, you know, I suppose that's giving away some secrets.
No, that's how it was. Here. We had a video place here, man. It wasn't Blockbuster, like it's a regular person's place, right? And you go in and you have all the DVD there, but in the back had a separate room. We had lights and shit. And it was all the X-rated shit in there. So you go in there, anybody see you in there. It's like lit up and everything. A supper room. Like, damn. You come out with 3 or 4 VHSs, you know, a porn. Like, damn, everybody know your bed. You put it on the counter and shit. Like, god damn. Oh, well. And then you go there sometimes, you're like an old lady and they're like in the 70 and 80 and now looking through. It's like, wait a minute. Whoa. Grandma about to get busy.
But this is the thing, dude. Those 70, 80-year-olds like to get it on.
They like to get it on. I guess so. Truth be told, I guess so.
Gee, was get rid of those cobwebs.
But yeah, man, things changed so much, man, and it's crazy now.
Yeah.
It's a very exciting time. I'm loving it. I like it. I'm looking for the future. I can't imagine. Did you see any electric cars coming out, man? Porsche just got one. The new Hummer coming out, electric. Everything coming electric. It's crazy, man. Beautiful thing. I went to Rite Aid the other day. I pull up, and they got 4 or 5 electric stations in Rite Aid now. Like, god damn, it's everywhere now. It's coming to common pretty soon, man.
It's definitely the future. And of course, graphene batteries are making their appearance now.
What kind?
Graphene.
Oh, really?
They've been talking about graphene batteries for a while now, and I guess this is going to – I think Tesla has shown some interest in graphene batteries. Whether or not they're going to be using them anytime soon is debatable, but from what I've heard, I've already seen a power bank come out.
Yeah.
That's got graphene batteries in, so it charges, if memory serves, 40% faster than lithium-ion, and it lasts 40% longer than lithium-ion, but they're both discharged at the same rate. So that's what makes them very good, is that they can charge quicker and they can last longer.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy, man. I watch this one kid take his Tesla across. It was like, I think it's from Texas to New York or something like that. He drove a Tesla. He wanted to see how long it would take to get there driving a Tesla. And it took him longer, of course, than it would be if he was out on fuel, because he had to stop and charge every now and then. But the charge was no, it cost him nothing. He had to pay down one for his charge.
Yeah.
So he drove a couple of hundreds of miles and didn't pay once for his charge. The only thing that, and most of the time when he put it to a charge place, it always something there, like a restaurant or a store.
So yeah, exactly. Exactly, and you can get a good charge on 30 minutes, right? So 30 minutes, Yeah, with a supercharger, you could, or even an hour, let's say. By the time you've parked up, you've plugged it in, you've gone and refreshed yourself and relieved yourself and all that. Perhaps you've gone and got yourself a meal. Perhaps you're browsing around a few shops. Perhaps the kids are doing their thing. And Daddy, can I have some sweets? Okay, right, have one there. Oh, Daddy, look, there's a jungle gym. Yeah. By the time you finished all that, an hour's gone by, right?
Yeah.
And now your car is sweet. Off you go.
Yeah, man. It was like they go charge it up, and then they get in the car, and then but the car is also mapping your trip so that you can hit these electric things, and also it tells you if they're being used or not, so that you don't pull up and realize that they all take it. It tells you if one is free, one is being used or not. I mean, it was just crazy. But yeah, it did take him some hours longer to get there. But he ain't paid for not one electric, nothing, like the fuel up or nothing. It was all free.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the trade-off. Yeah. That's the trade-off. And you get to rest.
Right. Yeah. And then he's used.
That's important.
And the whole trip was really to use autopilot to see how good it was. Mm-hmm. He used it most of the way on the straightaway, except for some when some road work and the road kind of narrowed out. The car didn't figure that out because it didn't see the lines. But other than that, he drove the car without even, no hands most of the trip. So that right there, and every now and then you have to touch it. You got to touch it every now and then and let you know you're aware. But he was saying how it made it so easy, and he wasn't tired. Yeah, it was kind of a pain having to stop and get the charge or wait for the charge sometimes. That's the part. But other than that, it was just a smooth trip, man.
Yeah,
I'm like, man.
And I saw a video with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Uh huh.
And they were getting into I didn't know what kind of car it was, but I later found out it was a Model X Tesla.
Yeah.
So I'm researching and I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. And there's a guy that has he chauffeurs in the Model X.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he was saying. It's like the best any Tesla. Tesla that you use as a car service.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, that's the best thing ever. He said, because I don't pay for nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, I go get the charge for free and I'm making $150, $200 an hour to drive people around.
Yeah, man. And the maintenance of the cars are low.
Yep.
Like your update is really literally coming through the web. Like, that's your update for your car. You get a new horn today. We'll give you a special horn today.
Yeah.
A fart sounding horn. There you go.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It is. That's pretty cool.
That's a electric car is something I want to go get into in the future when I move and gotta have a house or something. But now I saw a video where they had this guy. He actually charges up with a portable generator. So okay. I'm like, what? Okay. You can do it with that? And it works. So I definitely want something electric, for sure. I don't know what brand. I want a Tesla, but if it don't be a Tesla, I want something electric for real in the future.
It's just so expensive, though.
Not what? $35,000 for a Tesla.
No. Yeah, but that's the isn't that a rear wheel drive one?
No, they all no. It's four wheel drive.
No. It's rear wheel drive. It's the base model, yeah. So rear wheel drive.
No, it's all wheel drive.
No, it's not. Not the 35,000.
Let's see.
It starts off 35.
I think all-wheel drive starts from 65 and up.
Check it out, Cal. So,
check it out.
Tappity tap tap. I already know because I've already researched this. So I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So which one is that? The Model 3 is a 35,000 one.
See, standard production all-wheel drive. Let's see.
I bet you won't find the 35,000 on the website.
Let's see.
And I'll tell you why.
What's that?
Is it there?
Yeah, it's rear wheel.
There we go.
For 35, but if you want to upgrade, it's 44.6.
What, to have all-wheel drive?
Even 44.6 is not bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad. But compare that to the Prius. Even though, I'm just saying, as an alternative. Listen, anyone would take a Tesla over a Prius. I understand that, but I'm just looking at it from a budget point of view. But yeah, I didn't realize they had the all-wheel drive option. I guess it's in the US they have that, right? So the Tesla, I'm dumping that argument now. the 44,000, even with the base luxuries and stuff, having all-wheel drive, I think, especially with an electric car, in all weather conditions, I think it's a must. I think the days of just having a rear-wheel drive, especially if it's electric, because don't forget, the rear-wheel drive is actually a different drive to the front-wheel drive. You do know that, right? They're two different systems. Even though they're both electric, they're both two very different systems, whereas the one at the back is not as efficient as the one in the front. The one in the front's a more expensive one. The one at the back's the cheaper one, from what I've understood. I can't remember what it's called now, but I can understand why it's 35,000, because they're only giving you one of the engines. But if they obviously, upping it to 44, but they then include the one in the front, then you're getting some decent engines then it's worth it. Then it's worth it.
But
would you take that on finance, 44,000? And that's without speccing it out, hey? So it doesn't you haven't chosen your seat colors yet, or your wheels, or anything.
But even if the basic 44,000, that's gonna look legit still.
It's gonna look good, and yeah. Thank goodness.
You get all the whistles, pretty much. Nothing you're not gonna get in that car. Even with the front, well, you can't compare it with the rear wheel drive and the Tesla versus a rear wheel drive in a standard motor car, because of that battery being in the middle and the low part of the floor and being lowered and. It's gonna drive different.
You got about $550 a month if you lease that.
$550 a month.
If you lease it.
Yeah. But leasing means that you what for a certain period of time you don't own the car, right? So. Okay. But still, $550 a month is. I mean, can you afford an extra $550 a month on your? Sure.
That's how much I was paying for my Ford Flex, $520.
Jeez.
Yeah. Wow. I wasn't even driving that motherfucker. My daughter was driving. I just started driving. My favorite car is my 2005 Camry. Which now belongs to my youngest daughter.
It's a lovely car, then.
Good reason.
And I'm still a little upset.
Toyota, keep on going.
Oh my God, and it's. It drives so smooth.
But now they're now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they've got a hybrid now, do they not? On a Camry.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yep. And I think the Corolla has also come out as a hybrid. Yeah. And I can understand people want to sort of dip their toe into the world of electric cars by taking hybrids. And even I was considering going hybrid, right? And then when I saw how I thought if I'm going to get an electric car, if I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to do it with a Tesla. Come on, let's not mess around.
Right.
But 65,000. I thought for the first all-wheel drive, I thought, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt financially. How are you going to come up with that kind of money, right? So, but now that you've mentioned that, actually, yes, they do have the base model, but you can get the base model in an all-wheel drive. Well, that changes things, right? And of course, the thing is, Tesla keeps changing its prices all the time anyway. So, like the auto drive. What's the auto drive option? Autopilot. It was like $2,000 or $3,000. Yeah. It's now something like $9,000. That price keeps going up and up and up and up. Eventually, people are gonna say, "Screw that! Screw autopilot. We can't afford it."
it's gonna be worth it though once they get that shit together.
Yeah, but it's gonna be so much more that people Tesla hopefully they need to start chopping that price down, man. Going from 2,000 to 3,000 to 9,000, come on.
I don't know, man. I think would you give that car if you had the money, it's worth it.
Oh, if I had the money, fair enough. I guess not everyone has that kind of money. Right. You're already spending 44,000, now you want to spend another 10,000 on top of that. What?
But I think if I ever decide to get another car note, It would probably be a Tesla.
Something electric, at least, yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere, you know, I'll pay, you know, if I pay the $550 a month, I ain't got to pay for fuel.
You're not paying for the fuel, yeah.
So it's just going to be a straight $550 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because here, oh my God.
And how long would you lease for, though?
I would just do 3 years.
Just 3 years, yeah.
Just to always have something new. If I'm gonna make up my mind, well, I don't mind having that money coming out. You know what I mean? It would take a lot for me to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But if I did come to that conclusion, I would want to just keep.
Yeah, buy it. You just buy it.
Yeah.
You probably get a cheaper monthly payment. You buy it. How much you put down? How much you put down on it?
Mm.
So buying it might be cheap, even lower than that. Lower than $500 probably.
Nah, it's eight something if you buy.
If you put how much down?
Well, you know what? That's no down payment.
Yeah.
So here's a question, right? So say you lease a car for 2 years, regardless of what the car is. Right? Let's say the car's worth, I don't know, $50,000, let's say, right? $50,000. And you put $10,000 down and you lease it, right, for that 2 years. When that 2 years comes up, do you get any of that $10,000 back, or is that gone?
That's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. You pretty much rent the car.
So you're just throwing that into a big hole, really, that money. Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, remember, it's how you look at it and how you want it. I mean, remember, a person who likes to lease cars want a different car all the time. If you like to have different cars all the time, this is leasing is the way to go, because you can always have a good running car. Mm-hmm. Always gonna be up to date on the maintenance. But you're also gonna get a brand new different version car, different kind of car, and two years from now you get a whole new car. So that's kind of cool if you like that kind of situation.
And you have to pay up another $10,000, I guess.
You just keep making your money payment, keep paying. Yeah, you just keep paying. You're never going to own a car. But some people like though.
No, but what I'm saying is, after that 2 year period, when you get a new car, do you still have to put another $10 down, or does your payment stay the same?
No, it depends on the car. Probably go up, maybe. I'm assuming the car is new.
Okay.
Probably a whole new agreement, maybe. I'm assuming. I never leased before, but.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you have to start again, basically. Okay.
Probably so. Okay. New contract and everything.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be a totally different car, newest car. So that's, I think it's cool too if you can do it.
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah.
But me, I'm trying to get out of the whole monthly payment game.
To me, it's like, it's almost, it sounds like it's counterproductive for you, the client. Yeah. Not necessarily the company leasing, because they're just making money hand over fist. Right. But I think, you know, for you as the owner, well, if you've got a choice between leasing and perhaps just owning the damn thing, it may be worth, you know, paying it off over 8 years. You know, that kind of money you'll be spending, you're probably better off doing that. Probably save you money in the long run, you know.
Right. And I think that car would want to do it because it's already in the future that even 8 years from now, it's still going to be in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then again, I think those batteries only guaranteed for 8 years, aren't they? So I suppose you couldn't lease or own it for more than that time. So maybe, I suppose, when you look at electrics, leasing maybe is the way forward, you know?
Yeah. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, if I did that, I would definitely do that with making money off it. I would definitely
get it. Pay for itself right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely be
gas thing alone, and not even to charge it is free. Yeah. That's just alone. I mean, that's saving you so much money, man. Even a hybrid, you have plug-in hybrids, you have non-plug-in hybrids, but even those take a little bit of gas.
Yeah. I think, but you're still saving with those. You're still saving.
You're saving more than you would in a full 100% gas vehicle. Hybrid definitely gonna be way better than that.
Oh yeah.
But it's not
fully electric. It's the best you can get, obviously.
Right. If they don't charge, I'm not sure if like Toyota electric cars. You know, I'm not sure if the new Porsche or Hummer are they gonna be allowing you to get free, you know, charges. I'm not sure if that's just a Tesla thing and a Tesla charger. I don't know.
Well, we'll see. I would imagine a lot of competition is gonna be there, right? So. Yeah, I think Tesla's kind of setting the standard. Hopefully the others follow. If they don't, then I think they're going to feel the pinch through capitalism, you know. So,
Because sometimes they even give you like these cars, Tesla give you for your owning the car, and you go to some places to get fueled up, and they give you free coffee and donuts because you're a Tesla driver. You show them your car key fob, and they give you free donuts and free coffee at that place where you're charging up.
See, now you're just making me want to buy a Tesla now. You see, now you just now Tesla should be paying you right now.
Right? They do that though, man. So
give me a free car.
They do that business right, man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, if truth be told, we've talked enough. We're already going an hour. We kind of went on some totally different.
It's a long one.
Yeah, we went off kind of sideways, but still good conversation though. So hope y'all enjoyed it. So Kelso, take us out.
You would ask me to do that.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you made it this far, it means you've really enjoyed it. And leave us a like or a comment.
Damn, yeah. Stop with that elephant memory and shit. You don't forget shit. You don't forget nothing.
Look at that. Oh, and I think,
he don't forget nothing.
Well, I do. But anyways, thanks for listening to the Chewing the Fat podcast. If you made it this far, we'll take it that you enjoy the show. In return, we would love it. Right. Wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, subscribe, and make us your favorite. Until the next episode, be safe, forgive quickly, love hard, live happy. Peace.
Peace out, everybody.
There are some podcasters, like he said, have gotten famous from podcasting and gone on to radio and other things. So I can see that happening. That's crazy. I have a homegirl who turned herself to a homeboy. Didn't really explain to me everything, why she did what she did, but I'm not going to ask because it's not my, how you say it? It's not my reasoning to ask, or I guess, like, it's her business. Like, if he's my friend now, I gotta accept it. If I don't, I just move on. But I do. So, but like, we still hang out. We still have fun. So, yeah. I think also Disney Plus has stepped up as well. Got some shows like on the way, and some old school shows that's on there I haven't seen in years. So. Hopefully, I'm waiting on HBO. I don't know if it's true or not. I heard HBO is doing a deal that's like a bundle with Netflix. So, hopefully, if it is true, I will be getting that.